What do you think would happen if we, like, never met?
And went on a date with each other?
If we met for the first time in that setting, would it go well? Or would it be, like, actually a nightmare? You know what I mean? Because who would we be?
I kind of feel like...
We wouldn't be the same person.
No, we wouldn't be the same person. I feel like I would be a lot more reserved. I feel like we would definitely, like, face a little bit of contention.
Yeah, because if one thing I do on a date, it's like...
You don't go along with it. No. Yeah, I can see that.
Yeah. Yeah, I wonder.
I do.
I wonder.
Hey.
Hi.
Hey.
Hey, nice to meet you.
Officially in person.
Yeah, no, I feel like I'm seeing a celebrity. I know. Like,
yeah, no, I feel the same exact way after talking to you for like a... How long has it been? Like a week? It's been like,
almost 7 days.
Wow, that's honestly longer than I've ever talked to any of my friends.
This is my longest relationship yet.
It's funny that you said relationship because I was thinking the same thing. I did bring some strawberry wine.
Oh my god, wait. That's really nice.
I thought it was really cute because it's in like a heart.
I feel like I've seen that on like TikTok.
Have you?
I think so. Is that from Union Square?
Yeah. I actually, if I'm going to be completely honest, I received this as a birthday gift.
Oh my god, no, but I would do the same exact
thing. Because I think it would be a perfect thing to bring to this event.
That's perfect. I would consider this an event as well, yeah. I actually got our little Russell Stover's moment. I do think it's a little bit crazy that we're here on Valentine's Day, but I feel like, why not?
I actually, it's funny that you brought that because I recently was having a conversation with my friend about Russell Stover.
It's the best possible option.
It is the best chocolate, and it makes a lot of sense.
Hold on. I feel like it should be wrapped up. You know what I mean?
It wasn't wrapped.
No, and I promise I didn't do that. I live with a roommate who...
Oh. Do you think
sometimes
that he
gets into my stuff?
But all the chocolates are still there.
Somehow, shockingly,
that actually is all that matters.
That's all that matters. Yeah.
How was your day?
It was pretty good. I do this podcast.
Okay. What is it about?
Like me and like my childhood best friend. Like we grew up together. He's straight. I'm gay. Okay. Like we just talk about our childhoods together. So I was doing that basically all day, and then.
Yeah, is that that's your full-time thing?
I want it to be, and it technically is right now because I am kind of underemployed in the moment.
But I mean, I feel like even if you're underemployed, what you're doing is basically a version of self-employment. You know what I mean? That is so much fun to do with
really
your best friend.
It's definitely fun. I would love if it was a full-time
moment.
Yeah,
you were making a stream of income there.
Yeah.
No, I do. I can get that. Yeah.
What do you do?
I'm a fitness trainer.
Oh my god.
Yeah, I'm a personal trainer, but I do it for fitness classes.
Okay, those terrify me. I would not.
No, I'm telling you, you have to come to it.
No, I can't.
I'm literally telling you because I know what's scary is a gym. Because you go in there and you're thrown to the wolves.
Yeah,
you're
I can't do that.
But when you walk into a class,
that's almost worse.
That's what you think Listen, it's my whole point to make people feel comfortable.
Almost the worst part.
You don't want to be looked at.
I don't want anyone to even know I'm there. I want to be invisible.
There's no mirrors.
Oh, but I do want to see myself.
I know you want to see yourself, but then if there's a mirror, then other people can see you as well in that mirror. How do you feel about that?
They're looking, but it's even almost worse is that they won't be able, everyone can see me anyway without the mirror.
But what if you're in the back of the room?
Do I stay in one position the whole time?
No, you'll be moving around. Yeah, so people are going to see you at some point. Yeah, but people are it's very motivating.
It's a no for me, dog.
Okay, that's totally fine. We can listen. It's our first date, so we can work our way. We can work our way up to getting you there.
That's to me. That's third base.
That would be a
fitness class. Yeah,
and that's totally fine. But that's what I do. So I probably coach around three classes a day.
Oh my god. Yeah. Okay, that's fun.
And for the rest of the day, I do a little consulting work.
Oh my god. Wow.
Yeah.
Look at you.
I know.
Talk about being your own boss.
I try to be.
That's impressive.
I know. Thank you.
Of course.
Have you been here before?
No. This place, one of my friends recommended it to me.
It's really
cute. I had to like Google like best first date spots in Brooklyn, despite living here for 2 years. Like, it's like a problem that I have is that I don't leave my apartment.
I can't even believe it. I'm so happy that you brought me to Williamsburg, because I normally don't leave my 4-block radius.
Where do you live?
I personally live in Park Slope.
Oh my God, very chic, very cute. Yeah.
It's cute. I'm right by the park, which is nice. But again, like, there's so many things over there that I feel like I don't have to venture outside of Park Slope.
How did you end up here? How'd you end up in New York?
How did I end up in New York? Yeah. Okay, so like my whole thing was, I'm actually from Long Island.
Oh my God, same. Wait. Where are you from?
I'm from Massapequa.
I'm also from Massapequa.
Did you go to Catholic school?
Yeah, I did.
Oh, okay. Maybe that's why we didn't,
crazy.
Like, that's nuts.
When were you born? What year?
1996.
Same.
Shut up.
Wait, we would have been fully... Did you go to Massapequa or Farmingdale schools?
I went to Farmingdale schools.
I would have been going to Farmingdale schools.
Oh, can you imagine?
That's literally insane to me. Wait. We're like neighbors.
This is crazy.
Oh my God.
Okay.
It's kind of...
Yeah. I hate to say it.
Yeah.
Okay, so I... Weird. I grew up on Long Island, and then I went to school in Baltimore. After Baltimore, I moved to Boston for about 2 years, okay. Too long.
Okay.
Met some really great people, but then I was like, you know what? New York is calling my name, and right. I was like, that's what I want to do.
Yeah.
I felt called. So that's what brought me to Brooklyn, and I've been there ever since.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, what about you?
Honestly, I stayed on Long Island for way too long. I went to Hofstra. And commuted, and then ultimately, like, after a couple years, like, in a post-pandemic world, like, I was like, it's time to get out of here.
Yeah.
It took me a little bit too long, but I made it here, and, yeah, like, a few of my friends are here. It's fun. I kind of want to stay here forever, like, TBD.
Yeah.
Definitely not Williamsburg forever, but, you know.
Well, I mean, forever. Williamsburg is a really great place, I find, to, like, visit.
Yeah.
It's amazing. Obviously, for us, like, if you're going out, I feel like the gay spaces tend to be in Williamsburg if you want to be in Brooklyn or Bushwick.
Do you like the gay spaces?
I can't believe that we're going to talk about this, like, on our first date. Do go out. Definitely go out. I have a few friends that I will go out with. I just, like, am at this point in my life where I'm like, do I love going out, or would I rather stay in with a group of friends?
Yeah, I get that.
And drink. But if I am going to go gay spaces, it's going to be probably like, I've been to the Exley a few times.
Yeah.
You've been?
Yeah, a lot.
This is really, I can't believe we haven't crossed
How
paths.
How have we never run into each other?
No, like, I don't know, because you're not hard to miss.
Neither are you.
Thanks. Yeah. Like, I am, like, shorter. Like, you're definitely, like, tall, looming figure.
Looming is a great way to put it. Thank you. I do see myself as, like, a supervillain character.
Yeah. No, it's not even supervillain. It's, like, there's definitely a power to you.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
But, yeah, so the Exley, I've been to, like, Metropolitan and the Rosemont, those places.
Right, of course.
But, again, like, I'm not really leaving. Love Good Judy and Park Slope.
Really?
Obsessed with it. Yeah, they have karaoke there sometimes. But I'm never really in
a karaoke head.
Yeah.
That's cute.
Are you a karaoke head?
No.
Why?
Oh my God. I just feel like, you know, like, if I wanted to hear people sing, I'd want to hear them sing professionally. And also, like,
okay.
I don't really want to hear them sing. Do you know what I mean?
I do know what you mean, but there is, like, for me, like, when I'm going with my friends, like, it depends on, like, the vibe. If it's going to be, like, other people that you don't know, I kind of get what you mean. That kind of could be the Good Judy of it all. Like, you're like, I don't know. But if you're, like, going to karaoke with, like, a group of friends, then you want to cheer your friends on.
I was at Blinky's recently.
Okay.
And there was karaoke, and someone was
Blinky's?
Where is Blinky's?
Yeah.
It's, like, a little bit, I don't know, it's, like, a little bit deeper into Williamsburg.
Yeah. Okay.
It's like, but they were playing, someone was singing West Coast by Lana Del Rey, and I was like, that's a karaoke performance I can get into. Like,
yeah.
I just don't want to hear fucking ABBA at karaoke.
I get it.
If you're
going to
perform,
much
I want
super
drama,
trooper.
I want, like, intensity, I want, like, an emotional storytelling moment, and, like, I don't think that, like, I'm going to get that at most karaoke experiences.
What song would you, who are some of your favorite artists?
I really love, like, Fiona Apple and, like, Bjork, Mitski, you know, like, I like a more, like, alternative sad girl vibe.
Okay,
and then,
I love
that. I, like, one of my guilty pleasures is, like, Swift, you know?
I don't think it's a guilty pleasure at all.
I think it is.
I think it's a pleasure.
You know, like, she is what she is.
I love her.
That makes so much sense for you.
Yeah, and I think it makes a lot of sense for you, too.
Can you open the wine?
Oh, it's been open.
Oh, my God. You're just, like, airing it out?
Yeah, I was letting it air out because, like, especially with strawberry wine, what I've heard is, like, you need to let some of the oxygen infiltrate for it to be the most potent.
I am not a wine. Like, I like wine, but I'm not a wine person. You know what I mean? Like, I have no idea anything about it. I've always wanted to, like, leave the country and, like, go to Italy and, like, experience the wine moments in my life. Oh, my God.
It's a heavy pour. And again, the reason that I brought this, too. Actually, it's not a reason that I brought this. I didn't know that you were going to bring chocolate. But it is Valentine's Day. So, like, I was hoping that there was going to be at least chocolate at this moment. Space.
Yeah.
But this goes perfectly with chocolate.
Oh, my God. Wow. Yeah. Thank God. What a perfect pair. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay. It definitely smells like strawberries.
Yeah. Right?
Yeah. Cheers.
Cheers. It's nice meeting you.
Yeah, it's great to meet you. Oh, that's really fucking good, actually. Wait. That's so good.
This is
one of the best things I've ever had in my entire life. This is like candy.
It kind of, there's no, like, bite wine to it.
Is it alcoholic?
10%.
Oh, we're gonna black out.
Yeah.
Is the vibe? Wow, holy shit.
Can we open the chocolate? Because I just, like, I need to try the chocolate with...
That makes sense to me, yeah.
Because I need to see what the people were saying.
Is there a map?
There's not a map of this one?
That's the thing about it. Have you ever thought about that? The fact that the maps on a chocolate box are almost impossible to read?
No, I don't get it. It's, like, always at the bottom or, like... You can't, like, why wouldn't it just be on the top of the cover?
Right. And it's so, like,
you can, like,
I have to guess what these are.
Listen.
What do you think?
I can go through them.
Okay, I'm sure that, yeah. If you could just, honestly, what I love is if someone who can pick something out for me.
Okay.
So if you could just, like, look at those, eyeball them, and tell me what would go best for me, that would be really fucking hot.
Okay. I think that, like, what I'm gonna have for both of us is the same one. I want to kind of experience it the same thing at the same time together, if that makes sense for you. That makes
perfect sense, yeah.
So take that top left.
Oh.
I'm really hoping
that it's not coconut.
That it's marshmallow.
Okay.
I think we take a sip.
Okay. Oh my God. You're a genius.
I'm so happy that it's the little truffle one.
Yeah.
It is really nice.
The chocolate. It's kind of crazy.
Wait. Oh my God.
Wait, wow. That's delicious.
Do you have any travel plans lined up?
No, like I was saying, I've never been out of the country.
Okay. That's crazy to me.
I know, it's like crazy.
You want to. Or you don't know.
I'm not the biggest traveler. Okay. It's like not something that really...
I used to work in travel, by the way.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
I'm so sorry. I won't say what I was going to say, though.
No, you can... No. If you think I'm going to judge, I'm not going to judge you.
I'm not, like, talking shit about traveling, but I do feel like some people use traveling as, like, an escapism tactic. And, like, I try really hard to, like, base my life, like, around, like, things I want to do every day and, like, not feel like I need to, like, go somewhere else to, like, escape that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And I know that that's, like, a crazy, like, I know that's, like, incorrect, but, like, that's just, like, how I feel about it.
It's interesting that you bring it up that way because, like, first of all, would you be traveling to escape something?
Oh my God.
Two, I can see that. I feel like that was a really main reason why I moved to Boston, if I'm being honest. It was like escapism. A form of escapism.
Everyone has to escape Long Island.
I wasn't. No, we must. There are only so many blank profiles I can see on the apps before I know that it's my time to depart. No, but that's why I went to Boston. That's not really travel, but like I just feel every single time that I've traveled and seeing a new place and seeing how people live, it really is like beautiful. I love like I love experiencing different cultures. I'm a huge food head. I'm a big
foodie. Oh yeah, same. Of course. I'm
obsessed with eating food from different places. Like
you growing up, did you ever watch like the Food Network?
I was raised on the Food Network.
Literally same.
Yeah, like Ina Garten.
Yeah, of course. Ah! It's Ina or Buzz.
Oh my god.
Absolutely. I will say I've dipped my toe into Mother Ree a few times.
And what's the deal with that family?
It's a little bit haunted.
It's scary.
There's something up there.
The kids. The
kids are working a little too much.
Todd, the husband, is
Todd's
always out.
Todd's gay.
Do you think he is?
I don't know. I think everyone is gay.
Okay.
And not like in a problematic way. Like you just can name someone and they're like, that person seems gay. And you'd be like, you all suck dick. Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I get it.
And also Guy Fieri, not 100% a straight man, but he's one of my favorites as well.
Oh, yeah.
I love a triple D.
Yeah. Now that you bring that up, I kind of do also love a triple D. Like he's someone I was big into. I was big into Giara De Rentes. I know. I had to say it like that because it's like, why is she...
You were speaking her language.
Because... Are you Italian?
Yeah, I'm half Italian.
Okay. I'm also Italian.
I know you're Italian, yeah.
You kind of got that vibe.
I could read it. Yeah, of course.
Stop. Oh my god, thank you. I have been watching Giada, but like, the thing is, I get she's Italian, but like... She's like... Basta. And I'm kind of like, wait, why are you whipping out that? I've never heard any Italian like say it like no, that.
No, she is on a different level.
Yeah.
Because and I feel like she's like 5'1 and 16 pounds.
I've met her
like
before.
All of it is, you've met her?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
I went to her book signing in Washington, D.C.
Hello?
Yeah.
How? Why?
I did. She just had a cookbook out. My sister was going to college in Washington, D.C. And she was like,
this is... Do
you want to come visit? Giada's gonna be here. I'll get tickets.
Oh my
god. And she got us tickets and we went and we stood in line.
She's an ally for that.
She's a huge ally. We waited in line and then Giada was like, okay. And was sitting at the smallest table you've ever seen.
She's so small.
She's so small. She's much smaller than you would think.
I know. I picture her as an elf on the shelf.
Yeah.
Like, that's what I see for Giada De Laurentiis.
And, like, Giada, you just, like, find her in different corners of your house.
Yeah, you can't. Don't touch her. She moves when you fall asleep.
And you're like, whoa.
Yeah, no.
Yeah.
But
yeah, you should get out of the country. I think that like you would really like it.
I know.
I think it's really easy to be like, oh, I don't know if I would like to travel. Like I'm not a big traveler until you do something and then you do it and you're like.
Gone. You know, I had my fair share of like trips to Epcot. So I do feel in that way that like I've seen the world.
You've seen Paris.
I've seen Paris. I've seen Mexico. Yeah. I've seen Norway.
Yeah.
I've seen the Kingdom of Arendelle from Frozen. And that, you know, when you've gone there, you've gone everywhere.
Yeah. I mean,
essentially how it works.
Yeah, you basically seen all seven continents.
Exactly.
You know what
are
I
there,
mean?
Yeah, there are seven. For a second, I got thrown off.
You
were
nervous? Because
I
was like, you were going to say four?
I wasn't really much of a listener in school. You know what I mean?
Oh. What was your vibe? You kind of give me, like, if I had to read you.
Please.
You kind of give, like, the kid that never tried that just did well.
You just like can read that?
No, you give that aura.
Oh my god, wow, thank you. I mean, kind of. I think that like, I don't know, I just like was really bored in school all the time and I just felt like, why? Like I was always like, why am I here? You know, I was always mentally 30 and like waiting for that. So like, I was like enjoying elementary and middle, but like by high school, I was like, get me the fuck out of here. Yeah. And then college too, I was like, I don't really want to be here. But yeah,
interesting.
You give me,
we're so different.
You're absolutely type A. You give me, you know who you kind of look like? Has anyone ever told you they're like Ben Platt?
Wait, no.
You look like, to me, you're almost spitting image Ben Platt. I'm sorry, that's an insult to you.
But no, it's not. It's definitely not an insult. Like,
it's also not obviously like I was.
Yeah, no, I love Ben Platt. Like, my friends are gonna freak out.
Wait, why?
They've never I've never heard that before. I also am obsessed with Dear Evan Hansen. We're all obsessed with Dear Evan Hansen.
Oh, that makes a lot of sense for you.
Yeah, no, I mean, yeah, the music right. is really good. Like, whatever way that you look at it, like, it's the storyline that, like, maybe you don't, like, align with, and that's completely fine. But, like,
I mean, it's just, like, musicals in general.
You don't love musicals? Not really. Are you repressed?
Repressed, but not in that way.
Not in that way?
Yeah.
What, did you ever, like, consider being in a musical when you were growing up, or, like, ever have kind a moment?
Kind of. I never, like, really got the chance to, like, I definitely, like, not to get into trauma.
No, like, if we're not getting into trauma on our first date, then, like, what are we getting to?
I feel like growing up, I, like, really had, like, I spent a lot of time by myself and, like, made a lot. Like, I was doing shit on, like, technology. Like, I had a camera. I was, like, filming a lot of stuff. But I was never, like, that empowered to, like, lean into the musical side of me.
Okay.
I was, like, very inspired by, like, an iCarly, okay. You know, like, that kind of vibe. Like, the most annoying kid in the room. Very Northwest.
Northwest. Oh, okay. Yeah.
Is the vibe. If you, like, look at her TikToks, that is exactly who I was as a child. But, yeah, like, musicals, it's not about the repression. Like, I'm, yeah, of course I'm repressed, but it's almost like, why are we still singing? Give me an act.
So you would like a play?
Mm-mm.
Okay.
I don't want to sit for that long. Those are equally as long.
Okay, so what you want is...
a movie.
But you're still sitting for that just as long.
But there's less of a pressure on me as an audience member to, like, enjoy it. Do you know what I mean? Like, I feel like, in my defense, I saw Dear Evan Hansen front row, which was an intense experience.
Well, first of all, like, front row is never the best place to be.
Because I was like, I now am a part of this fucking production.
I wish I could be a fly in the wall to see what your reaction was as that was happening.
I was so fucking drunk. Because I'm going to a show, I'm drinking two double Jack and Cokes. Yeah. Weird that you knew
that's
that.
That's weird. I also get a double Jack and Coke.
Yeah, I have to have at least
40
two.
Bucks.
Yeah, and I'm not joking. Almost, and this is not boding well on my image for you here, but almost every time I've ever done that, I will get a low balance alert. It's like whenever I enter that neighborhood, I am immediately low balance alert.
No, it's fine. Like, I actually need to pay my credit card off because it's gonna be embarrassing if I try to swipe my card here.
Oh, we're not paying.
No, we're gonna dive and dash.
We have no choice. Yeah. But yeah, did you do musicals?
I never did do musicals. I actually did. I lied. You're gonna find that out about me sometimes.
Like, are you a liar?
I'm getting out of it. Like, I definitely have lied, okay. But like, I'm not like, you know. I wouldn't be worried. With musicals.
Okay.
With musicals, though, like, I definitely was doing musical theater growing up. And then it came to, like, middle school. And then I was like, I can't do this because it's weird.
Right.
And obviously, for me, now I'm kind of, like, vicariously living through, like, going to see shows. Because I'm like, every time I leave, I'm like, I missed it. I missed out.
You should still do it.
I know. I just feel like I don't have the experience that I would need.
That's bullshit.
And maybe that's like a corporate mindset. I feel like, yeah. I kind of like do have that corporate mind. I went to school for finance. I know.
And you're a fitness coach.
Yeah, I know.
I literally love that.
I know. I really
have like really good at like counting out the dumbbells now.
Yeah, you're like 2, 4, 6, 8. Like, you guys are gonna be at station 12, and after this, you're gonna head back to station 6. That's -6.
No, that's more math than I could ever possibly do. I'm already impressed.
I'm like, yeah, but yeah, I was a finance major, and then I said, absolutely not. Like, let's do something that I actually want to do, or like be with people and like entertain people.
Right. Good for you. That's how everyone should think.
Yeah, I'm like happy I got to that point, but I think that follow your dreams. And I mean, if I'm leaving here, I guess I'm gonna have to follow my dreams.
You should. It's so stupid if you don't. It's like, I can already tell that's what you're supposed to be doing. You know what I mean?
Thanks.
Again, it's the Ben Platt of it all. Like, you should just be doing it.
Okay.
I love to twist my arm,
put it in a cast. You know what I mean?
Oh my god, that was a good one.
Thanks.
Yeah.
What's your goal?
My goal in life?
Or no, I mean, like, I think that's like a really far-fetched question, but
my goal tonight?
What's your goal tonight?
I'm definitely gonna end this night at a Taco Bell cantina. You know what I mean?
What's your order?
It kind of varies. I was a vegetarian for a while, so I was like typically like a black bean queen, but I have a little
BBQ.
Bit Exactly, yeah. And now I've moved on from that to, like, I love a chicken quesadilla. I love, like, I hate to say it, but, like, the grilled cheese burrito. Anything that, like, will make me question God by the end of it, you know what I mean? Where I'm like, how did God let this happen, mm-hmm. you know? It's kind of what I order at Taco Bell.
The grilled cheese burrito is so good. It's so, so good. Thick.
And the cheese is always a little bit too cold.
Yeah, you're like...
It's, like, congealed in a not good way.
Yeah, it's definitely... I will say, obviously, I do love the Crunchwrap. I'm somebody who's usually going for, like... And don't judge me.
Okay, I won't. I would never.
I'm usually going for, like, the deluxe box.
Oh, my... I've never in my life gone for a deluxe
box. I gotta tell you something. It's... the best bang for your buck.
You're kidding.
It's $10 and you're getting like a chalupa. You're getting a, it depends on which the focus is. Sometimes it's the grilled cheese burrito. You might get the grilled cheese burrito. You might get a chalupa. You might get like a soft taco, like some of the nacho cheese.
I need to be scrimping and a drink. And saving like that.
Yeah, no, it's the perfect way. And I know I'm somebody, do you like sweet? Like I always need a little something sweet after I eat a meal.
If
the cinnamon delights.
You know what's sick about me though is if I have something sweet, I'm gonna need something salty.
Oh, so it's just like you're running back and forth.
It's a vicious pattern. Yeah,
you're like you're chasing your tail.
Yeah, I'm chained to the rhythm. You know what I mean?
Oh my god.
Yeah.
Okay. No, I get that.
Yeah. What's your goal
for tonight?
For the next 6 weeks.
For the next 6 weeks, like I think that my goal is to like. Like hang out with my friends, like that's enjoy life, like things like some days have been really nice. So like I don't leave the apartment that much either when I'm not coaching. So I want to like get out a little bit outside. More.
Yeah.
And like go to more restaurants. Like I've really been staying in, but like I do love experiencing different places. So like
you love to travel.
I love to travel.
Yeah, get out of Park Slope. I love to
bop around. Got to get out of Park Slope.
Yeah.
It's with me. It's me and all the families.
Exactly.
And I'm like, I don't want kids.
You don't want kids?
It's not that I don't want kids. I don't want kids right now.
I mean, I fucking hope so, yeah.
Yeah, I'm like...
We're 15 years old, you know? We're gay 26.
Yeah, you're right. I'm going to say I'll probably have kids in, like, the next 15 years.
That's a... Okay, yeah, that makes sense.
You know what I mean? I don't feel like a pressure.
No, yeah.
There's so much time.
Yeah...
I can be 40 and flirty.
I imagine, give me 10 years, I'm out of here. So it's like, it has to
get you're dead in 10 years.
Of old age, yeah.
Oh, but you know what I mean? You're aging like milk.
Oh, I've been.
No, your skin looks great.
Thank you. I'm 12, so.
That's like not a funny joke.
I know I keep making it. Yeah. And it like gets less and less funny every
time. No, it's
time.
Funny because like, we're like, just like shooting the shit. But like, it's for me, it's like a little bit weird to hear that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sorry.
No, literally, it's fine.
Can you please pour me some more wine?
Oh, absolutely. I would love nothing more.
I'm having another chocolate with it. Can you pick out mine? Oh, fuck. Yeah. I can. I'm going to do what you did, though. Are you nervous about this pick?
No, I'm not nervous about it.
Okay, I'm going to toss you the chalks. Okay. Cheers.
Cheers.
My own Amia, you know? We did it. We did it. Mmm.
What is it?
It's a caramel, but it's very creamy, I think. Is yours not?
No, it is. I think it's more like, is it more mousse?
It's a mousse.
Is it kind of like the bottom of a Musketeers, but like a better version of it?
You know, I'm not a big Musketeers fan.
No, don't get me started on the Musketeers. Why does it even exist?
It's time to fucking call it quits. You know, why do we have that many candy bars?
I know, enough. Like, we don't need that many candy bars. Let's stick with the staples. Like,
stick with what we know.
What's your favorite?
My favorite candy bar.
I know it's hard. We can go through like a few different. Like,
I'm gonna say it. It's crazy. It's a crazy one. It's not. She's new to the scene, but it has to be a Tony's Chocolate Only. If I'm being honest, because where else can you get a 15-pound bar of chocolate and accept that you can eat the whole thing yourself?
Have you had their dark milk chocolate toffee pretzel?
Absolutely.
It like comes in like the blue wrapper.
Mm-hmm. No, Tony can do no wrong.
Wait, this is no, there's like a lot of synchronicities here. Like Tony is a god.
Mm. Absolutely. Tony like, is in control of all of us.
He
we are Tony all- reflected back to us.
Have you ever melted it down?
No, not much of a cook. Okay. No, that's too much work for me.
I'm a huge cook, but like melting down a Tony's, it stays melted.
You're kidding.
For a really long time.
It's like a cold stone, opposite of a cold stone moment.
Yeah.
Wow.
If I'm not getting Tony's, like, and I don't like to cheat on Tony, like I'm not a cheater.
Mm-hmm.
I like a take five.
Whoa.
I know. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah, I mean, you're right.
And you're not normally finding them in the store, but when you do, you're like,
when those drop five. When they drop to take five.
Stop.
I'll never forget where I was. Stop. I'll never forget being in the Farmingdale Stop and Shop.
That's the biggest Stop and Shop. Literally, why is it that big?
I almost think the place I spent the most of my adolescence was the Farmingdale Stop and Shop.
Yeah, it literally was like daycare.
Yeah, I was there constantly. Yeah. Like my main activity was going food shopping with my mom.
And when my mom told me to wait online for the deli.
Hell on earth.
Hell on earth.
Absolutely horrifying.
I'm like, you want how many pounds of fucking Swiss?
And it's like, I could have like done it. I was like a little bit, I was weird. You know, like I was a very weird kid. I'm like, I would do weird shit, but like I could not order at the deli. I think it was almost like, for me, like, there's something really fucking hot about like a man who works at a deli.
I mean, yeah, when you're when your job is to like thinly slice meat.
Yeah.
When you know how to work when you're like 12, a slicer.
Watching someone slice a ham.
And have you ever been like, I'm sorry.
When they give you a sample.
When they give you a sample,
so they say, it's does like, this look good? And you're like, yeah.
You're like, mm-hmm. You're like, you want to try it? I'm like, Oh, yeah.
Thank you. I'm like, are you going to make me pay for sure? It? I was always afraid.
Yeah. It's like, I don't have money. It's like, I don't need your money.
I'm 12.
I don't need your money. Yeah, that was that. I love that Farmville Stop and Shop.
Yeah. But yeah,
take fives.
Take fives are amazing.
Really, really good.
When did you come out?
Oh, we're getting down to those questions. I actually didn't come out until I started off bisexual.
Yeah, same, of course.
Kind of like it was easy to dip my toes in the water that way.
Apologies to all bisexuals.
Apologies to all bisexuals.
Culture.
Yes.
Yeah.
I believe you. I see you and I hear you.
Yeah, same.
But.
Who are you talking to?
Sometimes I do that. Sometimes I look off and like.
It's like a The Office moment.
Yeah, it kind of is like you look off and you're like.
Right.
Right. You guys.
Right.
Yeah. But I. What were we talking about?
Oh, you're completely, train of thought's completely gone.
Yeah, kind of like.
When you came out.
Oh, okay. Kind of crazy that I kind of
you're like,
that
can
out.
You change it? You change the subject?
So I came out.
We can change the subject if you want.
I mean, like, you kind of set the precedent early talking about trauma. And, like, I think that, like, getting trauma off our chest is really important.
Right. Isn't that just for the best?
It's for the best. And I think that, like, if we're going to go on another date after this, like, I want you to know things about
right.
me.
Right. And why not get it done in the first 20 minutes
exactly.
of the first date?
Yeah. 21, I came out as bisexual. 23, I came out as gay.
Wow. How'd that go?
And I'm 26. Coming out as gay was definitely not as easy as I thought it was gonna be. Yeah, I definitely like hyped myself up by watching like the Love Simons of the world.
Oh my god!
And, like, all those movies where like the validation was so immense afterwards that I was like, oh, that's how it's gonna go.
Yeah, and you forget that like that's a movie,
and that's a movie, and like, am I fine now?
It seems like maybe.
Yeah, I feel like maybe, but. I definitely came out. I had a really loyal and supportive friend group.
Love.
They helped. And now I'm openly gay.
Oh my god, good for you.
And I'm on this date with you.
Yeah.
Which is crazy.
Wow.
What about you? When did you come out?
I came out at 15.
Which was what was that like?
It was interesting. I mean, I like came out to my friends at 15 and then like my parents had set like right before high school ended.
Okay.
Because
you wanted to like be able to start your next chapter, like
exactly. Yeah. And it was interesting. I mean, it was fine. It was definitely different. Like I definitely feel like I was exposed to a lot really young because of that. But like I think it's made me a lot more confident now, which is nice. And yeah, I mean now it's been 11 years. Yeah, I'm 11 years old.
I'm like, that's something that I do really, I'm like kind of envious of because like Did you experience judgment? Like,
oh, of course.
Yeah, I can't imagine.
But I was really fortunate to have my best friend.
Yeah.
Like, and he was straight. He was an ally. Yeah. He really was, like, there to back me up. Like, that's what our podcast is about. Like, sorry to plug it a second time, but.
No. Plug, should I listen?
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. Like, please. I kind of beg you not to. That's okay. Like sixth or seventh base, you know?
Okay. Yeah. All right. I don't have to listen to it.
Yeah, please don't.
Okay.
I'm going to run to the bathroom.
Okay. Go. Please go.
Okay. Yeah. I'll be right back.
Yeah.
If the waiter decides to show up, I will have a glass of water, okay. You know?
Yeah. Wait, they were. Wait, it was kind of like our full circle deli moment.
Uh-huh. They were giving out an uncured salami.
It's pretty good.
Yeah.
Sometimes, like, I'm so happy we chose this wine bar because, like, I lately have been really getting into wine.
Have you?
Yeah.
You're a wino?
I figure that, like, if I'm gonna sip on wine, I might as well know what I want.
And you were like, strawberry wine.
Yeah, because again, Valentine's Day.
Right.
Like, let's bring in those elements.
Right.
Let's talk chocolates. Let's get it going.
Right.
But if I was doing cheeses and like meats, I would go maybe more red.
Of course. I literally love this wine.
Yeah, I love it.
Is this just like what a dessert wine tastes like? Is this just like a normal thing?
Don't know necessarily if we should be drinking the full bottle of this dessert wine, but...
Oh, no.
And we will.
I'm really enjoying it.
I agree.
I was feeling a little... I will say I like walked into the bathroom and I was like,
yeah. Whoa. I will say that the sugar content in this wine probably is through the roof.
Makes a lot. It's very sweet.
It's
very sweet, yeah.
And pairing it with chocolate is like a lot, but like...
I'm sorry, I was trying to kick that chocolate away
okay.
from me.
It's okay. We both haven't had it yet. And it's the caramel one.
And there's... But there's no...
There's one. And the other one's...
Dark. I hope it's yours.
No, I know which one it is, but
take
like,
it. Take it. It's all yours.
Are you sure?
I'm absolutely sure.
That's very selfless of you.
It's fine. You know what I mean?
You should take the other one that's next to it.
What's that middle one?
That could be like the Rocky Road Supreme.
That's the one that I want.
Okay. You are the one I wanna.
Oh, shit. Sorry. You're back on musicals, you know? You can't resist.
I can't resist a good tune. I've found myself lately listening to like a lot of Meghan Trainor.
That's fun. That's
She's
different.
Probably at the top for me.
You're gay.
Am I gay? Oh, yeah. Okay. I mean, like, have you ever seen her on... She's always with Chris Olsen. Like, I'm obsessed with him.
I don't know who that is.
That's fine. He, like, was in a relationship for a while, like, on TikTok, whatever.
I don't really have... Like, that's something that I've never gotten into.
Is TikTok?
Social media in general for me.
Really? Stop. I'm so...
Yeah, it's like something that I kind of just like I was into it in like high school, but yeah. I kind of like fell off.
Yeah, it's honestly better that way. Like I feel like a pressure at this point on TikTok, like to post a lot.
Are you posting?
Yeah,
I do you have a TikTok channel?
Yeah, I do.
Oh my god, what do you post? What do you do?
I do like I have like 5 different pillars that I post. Like, I know it's weird. Like, some people like just focus on one thing, but like, I try to get myself out there in as many ways as possible.
Okay. God, we should put my podcast on TikTok. Like, that should be a good idea.
Wait, I would love to help you with that.
I would literally, this is going to become a business partnership. Wait,
if you were to, yeah.
But tell me about you, sorry.
Yeah, no, totally fine. Yeah, I just started posting clips of myself, just like talking to the camera. I was like, let's just like break the fourth wall. Let's just like talk to the camera.
Right,
like,
whatever. Yeah.
And at first it was like commentary and like things that were going around, like going on around me that I was like, what the fuck is going on?
Are you like a hilarious Ross Matthews?
It's kind of giving Ross Matthews. Okay. I kind of get what you mean with that. And then sometimes I'll do like a little bit of singing.
Okay, love. Oh, you sing.
Yeah. And then like,
of course, right.
Probably. And then I'll do like lifestyle content.
What does that mean?
It's like a day in the life. Like, I'll incorporate like what I'm doing at like the studio. Like,
oh, cool.
I'm like, did you drink water? You know what I mean? Like those things.
Did you drink water?
Today, like, I wish I saw that TikTok that I posted.
Yeah, you should be making it for you. Yeah.
I know. But yeah, it's been crazy. TikTok can really catapult your career.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
You're like making money from it?
I've started to monetize a little bit.
Wow.
Like, yeah, brands have started reaching out to me. Yeah, I have a good amount of followers. It's
how many?
About 350,000.
Oh, holy shit.
I know. But like, it's weird. It's because it's like, it's very parasocial. So like, some people know me, but like, you wouldn't really stop me on the street.
Okay, got it. Yeah.
But yeah, I think that your podcast would thrive.
Yeah, we have like no video component also. I feel like that's like obviously step one. I just like, I'm so bad with technology.
Yeah, you are so, you really do have such like an animated feature to you. And you're also like,
thanks.
You know what I mean? You're hot. So like,
hey, thank you.
Yeah, oh, I think that like, if you were to capture that element, people are gonna like literally fall in love with you like a little bit further and deeper.
Yeah, it's like,
it's hard. I know.
I would love to. It's just like who I do it with, like my like best friend. He's also my roommate. Like, I don't know if he would really want to be on camera. You know, he's like kind of more like back end.
Is he like, yeah, he loves to talk, but like, is he thinking about what he looks like? Like, is he like that vibe?
He's or a little
is like
schlub, you know?
Oh my god, not the schlubbery.
A little schlubby.
He's a schlubby.
Yeah.
We all know a
schlub. But in like, you know, like a hot straight way.
Yeah. Like, he's a really, I'm sure he's like really sweet.
Oh, very sweet.
Yeah, but like, do you think that maybe like as his gay friend, like you could help him like de-schlub?
You want me in your queer eye?
I think
you want me to tan friends.
I hate to like put tan on you, but I think that like that could really help him. And because helping him, I think
barely
also,
help myself.
I know, but no, you have it going on. Like, you have it together, at least from an outsider's perspective.
That's all that matters.
I think that if you were to help the schlub, like helping schlub is also going to help you.
The schlub.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, you're right. I get that. I guess. You're not wrong.
And like, wouldn't you want to be stopped on the street? Like, I feel like podcasts, like the listeners are like so loyal.
Oh, we have a lot of loyal listeners. Yeah, getting stopped on the street kind of freaks me out, you know? Like, I don't really know if that's for me.
Okay.
I was like, I Carly'd out. I was like, please, 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 please. And now I'm kind of like, I'm not really sure what's next. We'll see.
Okay.
Yeah. I've chugged my wine. I'm just yeah, you I'm live in like,
I mean, if you want another glass, like, please, by all
no,
means.
No, you
like,
told me that I couldn't, so I won't.
No, I didn't want to make you feel like you shouldn't. Like, it's never my place as a fitness coach to ever make anybody some like feel.
No, I can't possibly do that, you know? I wouldn't want to offend you.
No, I wouldn't. Don't worry about it.
I was joking.
Oh, okay.
I'm not that worried about it.
No, that's crazy.
What's crazy?
No, just like, I thought that I didn't actually think that you were serious, but like, it just felt weird in that moment.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But like, don't worry about it.
Okay, I'm like really not worried. Yeah. Like, don't worry. I'm chilling.
No, same.
Have you seen Megan?
Of course I saw Megan.
She's queen.
I saw
she's
it
queen.
Alone.
Alone?
How do you feel about like that?
Going to the movies alone?
Yeah.
I really respect someone for putting themselves in a situation where they could be mistaken for a mass shooter like that. Like, you know what I mean? Like, good for you for not caring. Because the whole time, if I went...
Oh my god, I've never saw it like that.
If I went to a movie alone, I'd be like, everyone here is afraid of me. I'm a lone wolf.
Oh, so you're typically in your head? You live in your head?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm living in my head pretty much 24/7.
Yeah. Okay. Like, I've never even, that hasn't even crossed my mind.
That's, but now that nice. You put, oh, I'm sorry. Like, I put it there.
No, it's totally fine. Like, I'm going to think about that the next time I go to the movies right. by myself.
But it's not going to stop you.
No, because I know that I'm not going to do anything to anybody.
You have a very disarming presence, you know? Like, okay. I don't think people are going to be worried.
Yeah.
Drop your guns. Yeah. Me in a jacket.
You in a jacket with that hat?
With this hat. With the Betty Boop hat? Yeah.
With the Betty Boop hat might give Betty boop, boop, boop. You know what I mean? Like, that could be what it is.
Yeah, you're kind of right.
So.
You're so right about that.
Yeah. But I did see Megan. She is a queen. I'm really excited for the second one.
I can't believe it. I was not expecting Allison Williams to come back, but like, no. that's our Marnie. Like,
that's our Marnie, but like, we didn't expect her to come back, but how can you turn down something when it's that successful?
And she did like EP it. So yeah. I'm like, she knew what she was doing.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm fucking excited for that. Yeah. That's like the first movie in a long time that I was like, oh, I want to see this again.
I was laughing. I also was kind of a little bit scared at times.
I was a little bit disturbed at certain points. I was actually looking away from the screen at some points. Yeah. I was, which is not unlike me. You know, like I grew up watching the gore.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I was like, this is too gory for me.
Mm.
The ear pull?
The ear. I couldn't watch. Yeah, I had to look away as well.
Yeah. That was intense.
Yeah. I definitely saw it like really high.
Oh, you smoke weed?
Yeah. Mm. Not often. Like, I do find myself doing it though. Like, if I want to go like watch something that like I'm gonna be by myself for, like,
oh, that makes sense. Yeah.
Like, I have a popcorn. Like, I'm gonna watch a little bit.
Right.
And just like really think about it.
Yeah, I kind of actually have stepped away from weed pretty recently.
Really?
I feel like it wasn't good for my habits. You know, okay. I was like forming new habits that were worse.
And if you are somebody who's like often, I'm already here, anxious.
Yeah.
Like, it's not really worth it.
And I was like, I'm just like eating and like not washing my face and like sometimes not brushing my teeth and like not cleaning up after myself.
We don't have to talk
and,
about brushing your teeth.
You're also not a brusher.
No, I am a brusher, but like I sometimes slip into the schlubbery. I slip into the laziness sometimes.
We all have a little bit of that schlub in us.
And I'm like, I'm just laying down and I just can't get back up.
Yeah, exactly. And like, so I simply have to
go to lay here.
Yeah, exactly.
And like, my teeth will forgive me.
And then the next morning you wake up and I'm like, did I eat a whole fucking bag of Lime's Tostitos? Yeah. I'm like, what is that plaque?
What is that?
Yeah.
It's crazy that the waiter hasn't come around yet.
I do feel as if it's been a little... We've been here for a while.
A really long time. I don't want to wrap it up soon, but, like, I do definitely need to go to sleep soon.
You have work in the morning?
I have work. I'm coaching the 6 a.m. shift, yeah.
Holy shit.
I know. It literally sucks, but,
are you telling the truth or are you lying?
You caught me? No, I'm telling the truth, obviously.
You can tell me if you were lying.
I would tell you if I was lying, but I actually am working the 6 a.m. shift.
Mm-hmm.
So you think I'm lying?
I'm going to go. What if you go to work tomorrow and I'm there? I'm at the 6 a.m. shift.
I would literally love to see you there.
Make it like a referral code. Like, will you get money if I go?
I don't get money, but the owner does.
Mm.
I'll just book you in for free. If you genuinely want to come, like, just let me know.
I don't want to come.
Okay. But if your mind ever changes.
Okay.
Text me.
Like, we never speak again, but then, like, 6 months, I'm going to text you and be like, hey, I need to go to a workout class.
So we're not going
to
speak again?
I was joking.
I know.
Yeah.
See, I think that our humor is, like, you're dry and, like, I'm just, like, pretending to go with it.
Okay.
So, like,
so you're just pretending the whole date?
No, of course.
No or yes? Okay.
That's for you to find out.
Wow. But
anyways, yeah, I think this was
a fun way to spend a Valentine's Day.
Yeah, I agree. I
appreciate your time. Thanks for coming out.
Oh my god. Literally, of course.
Yeah, like, it was great doing business with you. What are we developing again? Oh, you're working on my podcast.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, okay. This is great.
This is fun. Okay.
All right. I guess we should head out.
Yeah, I think we should head.
Which train are you taking?
I'm going to take the L to the G.
Okay, that makes sense. Yeah. I'm fully around the corner.
Oh, all right. All right.
Hey, yeah, it was good to meet you. And then they never saw each other again.
No.
That was it.
That was it. Is that not nuts?
Are we not, did we not just prove that we're sociopaths? If anything, I'm like, oh no.
Yeah, I know. I actually was thinking that halfway through. I was like, whoa.
When we started referencing ourselves is when I was like, we're freaky.
We're freaky. And then when we started lying about things.
Thank you guys for tuning in to this weird episode that we just chose to do genuinely unplanned on a whim. You know where to find us.
On all social media platforms at Good Children Pod. I'm on Instagram at Andrew Muscarella.
At Joe Hedges. Don't forget to do your homework.
Like, comment, subscribe, rate,
review,
share. Spread the good word.
If you're in LA, our show is on
March 20th at Hollywood Improv.
Absolutely. Come, link in bio. It's going to be fucking crazy. If you're in San Francisco, our show's on April 2nd.
If you're in Seattle,
our show is
April 3rd.
If you are in Boston, our show is at
April 27th. It's at 10:30 p.m. because the first one showed out. And it's at Laugh.
And we hope you have a very happy Valentine's Day. Yes. I'm happy that we got to spend some time with you. You got to go on an awkward first date with us. And we'll see you next week.
See you next week.